personalisation and local links. If history is about real people and real events, then we need to help children recognise and connect with those people. I want children to go away worrying and thinking about what happened to people in the past, like the story of Tutankhamun and Ankhesenamun. So Ankhesenamun's Tutankhamun's wife, and he dies when she's about 19, and she's left by herself. And so she writes a letter to the Hittites, their great enemies, and she writes to the king of the Hittites, and she says, "I have no husband, my husband is dead. Send me one of your sons, you have many sons, and I will take him for my husband, and I will make him king of Egypt. I will not take one of my servants to do that." And the king of the Hittites is really a bit worried about that whole idea. But eventually she writes to him again, and she says, "Why have you not replied to me? Send me one of your sons, you have many sons, I have no son, and I have no husband. Send me one of your sons, and I will make him king of Egypt. Write to me soon, I am alone and I am afraid." And so the king sends his son, his 13th son. Not a good choice for the poor boy. He gets over into the Egyptian border and then is murdered, possibly by the Egyptian army. And Ankhesenamun disappears out of history around that time. So I want children, when they go away, to say, "What happened to Ankhesenamun? Why don't we know more about it?" And to really want to know about that person and her experiences. The local dimension is also really important in history, and it can be used to support and develop a period study. Rather than just approaching the Victorians as some sort of homogenous clump of people that were there, the Victorians, a little bit of research will provide a context and personalise the past. So census returns of local homes will link those children to the people that have lived there before and will provide you for a reason for finding out. If you've got the local coffee house keeper with his daughters, Lily and May, then where did the coffee come from? What was their life like? It makes more sense, and it links the children in to those people that have lived there before. And they ought to know, if there are people that are associated with their area, they ought to know who those people are. So relevance. Story is what draws us into history, and we need lots of stories about different groups of people. We must make history relevant to the children we teach. We need additional or alternative history, the history of those of different cultural or racial or ethnic groups, those of different classes, those of different genders, and perhaps even those with different sexualities, although that is potentially a controversial issue for the primary school. But looking at the life of someone like Alan Turing, for example, and the work that he did at Bletchley Park, you could then say, well, what happened to him afterwards? And he committed suicide because of his homosexuality. And children, certainly at the top of the primary school, can begin to say, well, wasn't that rather unfair? Didn't we treat him potentially badly? So it's not necessarily the difficulty of the area that we're dealing with, but how we present it to children. That's important.